The scary thing is Judd don't look like he's going anywhere. Not cleaning his gun either, just sitting. And once in a while he spits. What's he waiting for? A person who scratched his truck, maybe. Just watching for someone to come along and try it again. David Howard inches forward again, and I wish he wouldn't. I make my way up beside him and pull him back. Then we realize Judd's talking to himself. Can't make out a single word, just a low kind of mutter. Every so often he slaps a knee or shakes his head, and then he's quiet before he starts all over again. Not too hard to see he's been drinking. It's right about then he suddenly jerks to attention and raises his gun, and I know for a fact I shouldn't be here. Shouldn't be anywhere near this place. But Judd's got his gun aimed at a tree in his front yard. First I figure this just shows how drunk he is, mistaking a tree for a deer or something, but I raise my head in time to see two squirrels chasing each other around and around that tree trunk. Judd lifts his gun and aims. Bang! One squirrel goes skittering on up the tree, half crazy, and the other falls straight down, goes flopping about the yard. I can't watch. Put my head down in my arms and pray for that squirrel to die quick. But now all Judd's dogs are going nuts, yelping and barking, and above it all comes Judd's laugh. Gotcha, he yells, and I can hear the slap of his hand on his knee again. He don't even stand up to go get the squirrel or shoot it to put it out of its misery. I look up to see that squirrel still squirming, but then it lays still, only its tail twitching. How can he do that way, I am asking myself. To watch a living thing die slow like that, shot for no good reason at all. Wasn't though Judd needed it for food. Squirrels, too, or something, because he don't even get off the step, just spits again out the side of his mouth. The other squirrel's coming back now, probably see what's happened to his pal, and just as Judd raises his gun again, I yell, "No, don't!" I can't help myself. David pushes my head down, Judd jerks around. "Who's that?" He yells, but his words sound slurred. "Who said that?" We hear him get up off the steps, and I think my heart's going to pound right through the skin on my chest. I'm about as frightened as I've ever been in my life, because David and me weren't just walking down a country road where we have a right to be. We're lying belly down on Judd's property, and Judd could put some lead in us quicker than he could spit. Say we were trespassing, and he thought we'd come to rob him or something. "Sound like Marty Preston to me," says Judd, and from where I'm lying on my chin on the ground, eyes turned up about as high as I can get him. I see Judd looking every which way, trying to figure out where that voice came from. "What are you doing over here?" he yells again. "Your dad won't let me hunt on your land, so what are you doing on mine?" I press the side of my head to the ground, my whole body as flat as it can get. All I can think of is my hearing that David and me were found buckshot in our brains. This has got to be one of the stupidest things I ever did. I can hear Judd's big old boots coming down the board stretched across his yard. Should I say something, I wonder? Call out and tell him we were just going by? And then I think how it'll look, us just going by Judd's place flat on our bellies. I swallow. The footsteps stop, don't come any closer. I tip my head so I can look up with one eye, and I see that Judd's so unsteady he's only gone as far as the end of the trailer. Got one hand against it, holding himself up. The other one's got the gun.
"Got you fooling around my truck, Marty Preston. I'll blast your kingdom come," he yells.
Finally, after the longest 2 minutes in the world, Judd goes back the steps of the trailer again, and he goes inside. Dave and I lie on the grass, not saying a word, not breathing hardly. Then slowly we inch backward out of those weeds, the same way we came in, wondering all the while if Judd's got a shotgun aimed out a window, just watching for the weeds to wiggle. When we're out of sight at last behind a lilac bush, we make a run for the little cemetery with all the Donaldsons in it, and from there we cut on back out to the road. We're breathing too hard to talk almost. Could have been us. Close. Spit. Squirrel hadn't done anything. She shouldn't have come. He knows it was you, Marty. Both David and me feel sick inside. But there's one big thought taking up the whole of my mind. Now that I've seen Judd shoot the squirrel. Squirrel season don't start till next month. So Judd's a little early. Duck season starts in October. Deer season starts in November. But dogs? Not a thing on the charts about dog season. With Judd drinking every evening like he does, I tell myself, and now suspecting me of scratching his truck, he'll make his own rules. There could be a Shiloh season, and it could be any time at all.